Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Quick at work right now talking to the Democrat leadership that gets their campaigns funded by these insurance companies, and I sure hope it works. I think that meteorite that hit the Gulf of America millennia ago that wiped out the dinosaurs is Trump care, and it's going to wipe out the dinosaur that's Chuck Schumer. I think Schumer's days are numbered, as everyone else does. I think AOC will take him on in the primary and beat him like a drum. Yeah.
So that's Tim Burchett, although otherwise known as Tim. Remember that? When George Santos got freed from prison because he was offered clemency by Donald Trump, and George Santos's lawyer listed out all the people they wanted to thank, and it was like, I'd like to thank Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tim. And he just retweeted that, and he said, like Beyonce or Madonna or something like that. But his name is Tim. Tim Burchett is the Senator Kennedy of the House.
He's becoming that for sure. Yeah, he's made a name for himself.
He's the one who stood in front of that Burger King billboard during the No Kings rally and ate a Whopper. It was like, no,
oh, I didn't see that.
No Kings here. Yeah, I think he was wearing the cardboard crown.
He's the one that makes fun of that staffer that walks along beside him and tries to get him to stumble. I don't know if
he tells him to go like back to his mom's basement and stuff like that.
Citizen journalist or something. He's got to be like 21 years old.
The funny thing is, he looks like I'm trying to think of who not to offend here, how I say this. He looks like a guy who would be the manager. I'll just say this, like in a paper factory. Let's go the office.
Okay. I think you've successfully achieved that.
Like, he just looks like his name is Tim. he's super funny. And he's super quick on the helm. And I think he's done really, really great things to try to cut through the noise and message in a successful way. He's talking about Trump care in that clip. And I would like, Ryan, you to verify to the people that I have been talking specifically the parallel roads of healthcare and higher education. That everybody's always talking about, how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? Nobody's ever talking about why it costs so darn much. We've been talking about that for a long time, right?
That is a consistent point on the Annie Fry Show from Annie Fry.
For years.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about that when I was still on Saturdays. And before we get to our guest here, the thing that blows my mind that has been too difficult, it's not something that's ever talked about, but it does seem like it's starting to be discussed, is that if we're only ever talking about how the taxpayer is going to pay for all of these things, and we're never talking about the actual cost, the skyrocketing, outrageous cost of healthcare, but also at the same time, in that parallel way, the cost of higher education, and then we're making it so the government will pay for whatever those places charges, why would the costs ever go down? And if the government is guaranteeing taxpayer dollars to fund things that have no free market competition to keep the prices under control, then the taxpayer dollar is going to be spent in an out of control way. And you are here on that timeline.
And that is a huge topic of discussion right now in the political world.
And it needs to be. It's really actually, we've been arguing about stupid things for so long that this is something that's gotten way out of control. Let's get to our friend Dory Murdoch, who joins us once again. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. He's got a piece on this in the Daily Signal, which I encourage you to check out. Dory, welcome back to the show.
Any great to be with you again.
So what do you think about the healthcare system right now? Everyone's talking about, like, how are we going to pay for this? The Democrats want to continue their subsidies on the subsidy of the Unaffordable Care Act, and that just seems to be a non-starter for many fiscal Republicans. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that, first of all, this was supposed to be a temporary subsidy tied to COVID, and this was passed in 2021, and there are quotes from Nancy Pelosi and from Schumer and everyone else saying, hey, this is temporary, it'll just be a couple of years, and the legislation says it will run out in 2023, and then I think it got extended to end of 25. And now they're basically saying, oh, the Republicans are taking this away. Well, the Democrats proposed it. The Democrats said it would be temporary. This is not a Republican idea to cut this stuff off. They're basically having a tantrum over something that they designed and they created and they asked for, which is kind of crazy. And I guess sometime tonight, I guess the House is going to vote, and I imagine that shutdown finally may end. Mm-hmm. But I very much like, and this is what I discussed in my piece in the Daily Signal, as Schumer shutdown comes to a halt, Trump proposal could turbocharge patient power. He had a great idea over the weekend. It's something I've been advocating. I think you and I might have talked about it a couple weeks ago. Rather than give this money to the insurance companies, to whatever degree we're going to give subsidies to people, we should give it directly to American citizens, give it directly to them as patients and consumers, and then let them go out and buy whatever insurance they like. If they like Obamacare, they can keep Obamacare. If they want to buy catastrophic plans, they can do that. If they want to be able to buy association health plans, let's say put up by the Rotary Club or by the Junior League, whatever it is, that ought to be legal and permitted. Rand Paul of Senator from Kentucky has a great idea, which is let Amazon and Google and Sam's Club and Costco and Walmart sell insurance. Now, if you're a member of, let's say, Amazon Prime, which has got, I don't know how many millions of members, I think Costco has 44 million members. Wow. If they were able to sell, let's just say that half the people bought their insurance through Costco, it's 20 million, 22 million. You walk into an insurance company, say, look, I'm representing 20 million people. Show me your prices. And you go, nope, too high, too high, too high. And all of a sudden they say, fine, we like the volume, we'll cut the prices. And all of a sudden you'll see prices coming down. Right now, basically what it is the insurance companies sit there and somebody at the Treasury writes a big fat check to Cigna, a big fat check to Aetna, a big fat check to Blue Shield, Blue Cross, what have you, and nobody competes with them. They just sit there and wait for the checks and wires to be delivered from the Treasury Department, and there's no competition there. So just like we have with food stamps or we have with Pell Grants or anything else, give the money directly to people, let the people shop and buy what they like. That competition will give people lower prices and more choice, more freedom, and that's why President Trump is pushing and why the Democrats are against it, because they don't like things like freedom and choice.
Yeah. You know, I think, Dory, this article that you have in the Daily Signal that I want people to read, a Schumer shutdown comes to a halt, Trump proposal could turbocharge patient power. This really is a very America first policy that could be put into place. And we haven't been talking. It's all of the sudden, you know, and I give credit to the Democrats who are willing to take paychecks away from all of the government workers for making this an issue that people care about once again. And then also at the same time, give credit to those Democrats for highlighting that their solution was to continue to throw more taxpayer money that they take out of your pocket to try to make you believe that it's more affordable, which is a total lie. Now Donald Trump has a platform to talk about how to actually solve the system. We spent so much time in the last, how many years, 4 years, 5 years, talking about stupid lawsuits that they're throwing at Donald Trump. Joe Biden's entire administration was a Green New Deal nonsense. None of these things that actually help American people. The conversation seems to be back where Americans would actually feel the benefit of this kind of policy should it be put in place.
absolutely right. I mean, this is something very concrete that will be very helpful to people, people who don't have insurance, people who have insurance but are paying too much. And I think this is a very positive thing. And what's ironic about it is that basically what Trump is saying is, look, we're for the subsidies. We just want people to have them in their pockets rather than have it sent to the CEO of you know, some big insurance company. And Democrats say, no, don't do that, don't do that. Well, don't you want to help the poor people and help the needy people and folks who need assistance? And I think that in particular, it ought to be structured so that if you like Obamacare, you can keep it. And then let the Democrats stand up and say, no, if we do that, people are going to run away from Obamacare. Oh, so you're telling us Obamacare doesn't work, are you? You're telling us it's actually a failed program? So it really puts them in a corner, because if Obamacare is as great as they say it is, they shouldn't worry about it, because people get the money from individually and they'll run back into Obamacare. Maybe more people will run into Obamacare if it's really such a wonderful program. I doubt that will happen, but you know, that's what people want. I guess that's their choice. But I think the Democrats understand people would rather have insurance that's closer to whatever their actual needs are, the needs of themselves, their families, and loved ones. And they'll pick Obamacare, but a lot of people probably pick other things if they have the options and if they have choices. You know, one of the things that drove me crazy about Obamacare is the mandated benefits. So if you have an Obamacare plan and you're, you know, 23, 24-year-old guy out of school, your Obamacare plan includes maternity benefits and fertilization benefits. Like, what is this? Why are you paying for that? Now, if you're 35 or 40, you're trying to, you know, raise kids, maybe that makes sense. But if you're right out of school, you don't need that. Why are you paying for that? You know, it's like you just want to get a basic, ordinary transportation to get to work. And someone says, well, you've got the Maserati, we have the Ferrari here. Which would you like? You know, I want to buy a Honda. Can I just get a Honda? No. You got to get a Ferrari or a Maserati. And this is one of the things that makes Obamacare so expensive, because every time you add, you have to have dental care, you have to have hearing care. One of the things that was included in Obamacare was pediatric dentistry. So dentistry for kids. So if you've got to pay in your plan for the dental care of children you don't have, if you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. If you have kids, fine, that makes sense. If you don't have kids, or maybe you don't want to have kids, you got to pay for dental care for children you either don't have or don't even want to have. And that costs an extra, who knows how many dollars a month. And that just sends your premiums up. That's because I assume somebody from the Pediatric Dentistry Association wrote a big fat check to Democrats and said, all right, we've got to, you know, make sure that this lobby gets paid. So they threw that in among the mandatory benefits. And so that's in every Obamacare plan, which is absurd and ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, Dory, I think that the elephant in the room that really does need to be called out specifically on a political front as this conversation continues to unfold and people start getting a little more into the wide variety of options that could be available to the American people is how the system right now is not set up to benefit the person being provided the health care. It is set up to benefit the insurance companies. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, guaranteed insurance companies' clients. And I don't know any company who's guaranteed that everybody has to be a client in some way, shape, or form that's going to be like, I should lower my prices. The whole system was set up upside down to not benefit the people who, you know, the Mr. Hope and Change put all this together and tried to sell it to the American people as a warm and fuzzy socialized healthcare path. And it turned out it really benefited the man, the capital M man, more than probably anything else that President Obama was able to accomplish. And Donald Trump has the ability to undo all of that and actually be America first, taxpayer first, and give people the opportunity to choose a little bit more when it comes to their health care.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And you know, let's start calling this Trump care. Maybe that's the word for this, Trump care. The whole idea that under Obamacare, you're guaranteed consumers, you're guaranteed patients. Imagine, you know, you as a broadcaster, me as a broadcaster, and also as a writer, if we're guaranteed, okay, you know, every time you talk in a microphone, there'll be 500,000 people listening. Or every time I write an op-ed, I'll have, you know, a million people read it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't operate in that situation. We operate in a situation where we have to compete. We got to be interesting. We got to be timely. We got to be easy to find on the dial for you, and, you know, in websites people can track down easily for me. But, you know, in the world of the left, you know, rather than let people compete and actually have to create a product, a service, a broadcast, op-ed pieces that people like and want, we'll just give this to you. You're guaranteed. You don't have to do anything. So if you're guaranteed, why knock yourself out? Why be innovative? Why be clever? Why come up with anything new or interesting if you have yourself basically a captive audience, which is what Obamacare is to a large degree.
Yes, completely. Well, DeRoy, we always are grateful for these types of conversations. And I love when we can talk about things that are actually policy based, that mm-hmm. really matter to the American people and not just the political slap fights that the Democrats have had us talking about for so long. This is refreshing.
Well, it's good to talk about slap fights from time to time.
Every once in a while.
Who doesn't love a good slap fight?
The spice in the pie, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. All right. Great to talk to you.
Thank you soon. Bye-bye. Our YouTube live chat poll for today, we're going to have, it's a little fill in the blank action for you. I voted for Trump and fill in the blank. He's exceeded my expectations. He's met my expectations. He's failed my expectations. Or I didn't vote for Trump. Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and let us know what you think by voting there. You can also leave a comment for us. Josh said, fantastical, still loving Trump, if admittedly a little concerned about the increasing market intervention. So a thoughtful but positive review there. Crystal said, to be honest, I hoped for, expected more, but I am okay with things accomplished so far. And like that, this administration is making great efforts to be civil and work with the opposition. I think that's a great reaction as well. Jack said, I voted exceeded expectations. Never thought the BBB would pass. Democrats are so TDS, they would spite their nose to save their face. Completely bonkers. Fight, fight, fight to the detriment of the USA. Jack, welcome back. Good to have you here. And then Doug, simply failed expectations. Where do you land? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat and tell us what you think. Vote. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. We're going to have Jessica Vaughn here in just a few minutes, about 10 minutes from now. She's the director of policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to talk a little H-1B visa. What is it? Do we need H-1B visa workers in this country? Is there a period of time where we need to shift mentality where that's going to look a little bit different than the end goal? I don't know. Let's talk to an expert about it at 1:30. We'll be right back.
Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it?
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.